Hi, my name is James Salida. I'm from Sonoma, California, which is probably about 45 minutes north of San Francisco, next to Napa. It's in the wine country, the real wine country, that is, anyway. Not this Temecula wannabe wine country, but anyway, enough of talking about snobs and whatnot. But, I am a biology major with an emphasis in marine. I love the ocean. I love to swim, scuba dive, surf, spearfish. I guess it was my love of the water that got me into my major, just from and scuba diving, just being down there under the water. Just it's like being in a totally different world where you're not the dominant person, but dominant species, I guess. But physics has a lot to do with scuba diving, I guess you would say, with dealing with pressure, refraction, and even like how to calculate how much weight you need so you won't float, but you won't sink too fast underwater. So, I mean, it has a lot to do with it. So I guess I do need a really good foundation of physics under my belt before tackling some of my harder classes in biology. Which is good to know, but physics as a whole is very important because people take things that happen in their everyday lives for granted. I mean, they don't look around, they don't stop and realize that, hey, I'm driving in the car, why does my car slow down? Is it just because I put on the brakes? Or does it maybe have something to do with the wheels touching the surface of the road and the friction that causes there? To how does it accelerate, or is it just speeding up? Am I speeding up just because I pushed my foot on the gas, and why does an engine work the way it does? So, or even people who just simply go on an airplane just because they want to get somewhere faster, do they really know how an airplane works? Most people probably don't. I'm sure they could probably tell you it deals with something with lift, but that's about it. Like, you have to go fast enough. So physics is really important in people's everyday lives, whether they know it or not. And in the future, it may help us figure out how to get into space more efficiently. Or even take a look at electrons. Look, electron microscopes. Those are way more advanced than even our everyday light microscope. So the future will definitely depend on physics and whatnot. Different things, it relies on them. As far as my intellectual growth, I believe that it stimulates my mind in more than just one way. The problems that we do and solve aren't like just memorizing facts or memorizing, oh, this is how you solve a problem, so next time you see a problem that's close enough to that one where you can solve it. But it makes you think from outside the box and against the grain, because of all these diagram methods that Tony makes us do. I believe that it makes us not only solve the problem, make sure we get the right answer, but it makes sure that we understand the physics behind it. Otherwise, anybody can just write down an answer and call it correct or think they have it right. But the diagram shows that you know which way a force is working, why it's working, and what is the effects of it are. Just like this microphone, what are the effects of my voice coming into the microphone? This is all just part of being in college. I mean, you're here to learn, and you better expect that it's not going to be a cakewalk like high school, you know? I mean, we're big kids now, we should be able to deal with it. College, anyway, is great, just because you have this first time you're really out on your own, experiencing freedom, really, and you're out from underneath your parents' wings. It's a big step towards maybe someday with the family. You gotta learn how to take care of yourself first before you can worry about taking care of somebody else. So college is a great, great experience just from that point of view or perspective. College is also a great stepping stone to a career. This is kind of where you kind of learn where you know what you want to do in life. With whether you want to work in an office all day doing paperwork or using the stock market or being outdoors studying things, tagging things, or even teaching the next generation of adults. So, I mean, college is a great thing for many things, and you should never want to stop learning. It also helps to teach kids that were always told by their parents to do their homework, time management, or money management, more importantly, too, because we know all college students are poor and starving and need every penny-pinching thing they can do. But it's just a great, great experience, and I really feel sorry for people who can't experience college life.